Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaita Masechtes Ksubas Perik Tes Mishnah Gimel. Heniach, the person that passed away, left over Peres Tlushin Min Hakarka. He left over, presumably in a Mokum Hefker, Peres that had been detached from the ground. Once again, the Almana who needs her Ksuba money, the Bal Chayiv who wants to get back the money that the person who passed away owes him, they want to try to get this from these Peres. Now remember what we said in the previous Mishnah. These pairs are detached from the ground. That means they have a din of metaltalin, movable objects. They are not meshubid to the balchai. Yisayimim don't have to give up these movable objects. So if the pairs were in the hands of the Yisayimim, there'd be no question about it that neither the Alman or the balchai can get a hold of it. But these pairs aren't laying in a hefkadika place. In the previous mission, they were laying in the hands of a third party, the movable objects. Here, they're in a place that's hefker. So the Melech HaShloim explains, that's why we're picking this case of movable objects. Stam is someone's bicycle, why is it Hefker? And it could be, but it's not likely. But Peres could be, you disconnected them from the ground, you didn't have a chance to bring them into the house yet, so right now it's Hefker. Or it's laying in a Mokum Hefker, it's not actually Hefker. So who gets it? The Yarshim? The Almana? Or the Balchai? Sakta Mishnah, Kala Kaidim Zachaben. The first one to grab it is the one that's Zeichet. If the Yerushim got there first and they took it, it's theirs. And the Isha and the Balchayv can't take it away from them because Metaltli de Yasmi le Balchayv le Mishtabdi. If the woman got it first, she takes it for a Ksuba. If the Balchayv got it first, he takes it for the money that was owed to him. Reb Tarfon Holz explains about how this works. Even after the person passed away, whoever grabs it gets to keep it first. But what happens if Zachso Ha'isha Yoiser Eksubasa? Let's say she was owed an Ksuba 200 Zos. So she grabs whatever payers she can, she takes them home, and we add it up, and it comes out to 220 zuz. Or, ubalchoyv yisrael choyv. Let's say the balchoyv, the one that the person who passed away owed money to, he got a hold of it first. And he was owed 200, and it turns out that when you add up all these payers, there are 220. So hamoysa, what do we do with the extra 20? The woman has to return it, and the balchoyv has to return it. But return it to whom? Rabbi Tarfon, oyme yenasnu lekashel shebehen. Again, the weakest one. Who's the weakest one? Well, if the Almana grabbed it, the Balchayv is the weakest one now. And if the Balchayv is the one who grabbed it, the Almana is the weakest one. Remember, whoever didn't grab it, either the Almana or the Balchayv, is not going to be able to collect it from the assignment. And here too, Rabbi Kiva says, Ein merachmin bedin. What do you mean the weakest one? This is not a case for Rachmanis. The job of Bezin is to bring out the emes, the halacha. Then you can have Rachmanis, but we have to first paskin what the halacha is. Now really what Reb Tarfon says is a very big chiddush. Reb Tarfon says that even though this extra money never got to the Yarshim yet, the extra money that the Almana either got when she grabbed it or the Balchayv got, it's no longer considered Hefker. It becomes the property of the one who took it. They have to return it, but right now it's their property. So in other words, we're saying again that it's in the hands of a third party, just like in the previous Mishnah. They're the muchzik. And once it's in the hands of a third party, Rav Tarfon says, okay, then the directions are, give it to the person in the weakest position. Rabbi Akiva holds the extra money in the hands of the Almana, or the extra money in the hands of the Balchai, that's not called a third party. It's the Yarshim that have this. Any Almana that wants to collect her ksuba, or any Balchayv that wants to collect his Chayv from the person who passed away, has to swear. Before they swear, it's not theirs. Physically, it may be in their pocket now. But halachically, it's not theirs. It belongs to the Yarshim. The Yarshim are the only ones who don't have to swear. They're the Muchzik. You want to now take it away from the Yarshim. Well, you can't. Because metaltli diyasmi, le Balchayv le mishtamdi. Metaltlim are not meshubah to the Balchayv. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eimer Achman bedin, it's not an issue of Rachmanis over here. It's b'chlal not in the hands of a third party. El yanasnu liyarshin. It's the kids that get it. Could be they're not kids anymore. Could be they're older. But the point is, they're the Yarshim. They're the only ones that don't have to swear. It's theirs already. Being that the other ones have to swear, until they swear, it's not theirs. Shekulan tzruchin shviya. Everyone else that wants to take things away from Yisayimim have to swear. The Almana for Haksuba has to swear. A Balchayv who says the father owed him money has to swear. The Ein Yarshim Tzricha Shvua. So it's theirs. And once it's theirs, you can't take it away from them. Zakta Batanura. That's the Allah of the Mishnah. Nowadays, the minig b'chol bat edinim sheb Yisrael is that the metaltli diyasmi mishabdi lebal chayv. Which means if a person passed away and he left over metaltalin, and there was a bal chayv and a ksudas isha, whoever gets a hold of it first is zaycha. And it doesn't make a difference who has an earlier star. And if no one got a hold of it first, then they divide it, like we're going to learn later on, be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.